What if you could be whatever you wanted? What if you could have whatever you wanted? What if you could do whatever you wanted? Do you deserve it? As many of you know, we talk a lot about perspective in this podcast, and today we're going to talk a little bit about the perspective of self, the perspective of your self-worth. So when I asked you in the opening, I said to you, do you deserve it? Do you deserve everything that you want? Do you deserve everything that you want to be? Do you deserve everything that you want in your life? What was the answer? Be honest. Be honest with yourself. Be honest. Was the answer, ugh, no, or I'll never get that, or why would I even bother asking because that's never going to happen in my life? Or was it some other variation of some kind of negative and limiting feeling, negative and limiting thought? I would guess that for many of us that it is. It's a very negative response to that because, well, for all kinds of different reasons. Now, I believe, and we're going to talk a lot today about kind of foundation beliefs, and we all come into this life and we intend, consciously or not sometimes, we have things that we need to work on. And you all know this, you're all working on things now. We all have things to work on so that we grow. And the goal is to expand, to be more, to be bigger, to be better, to be brighter. In whatever field that means, whether that means in relationships, or maybe it means in a career, or maybe it means your physical self, it doesn't matter, but it's the natural human desire, if you will, is to be more. And that is a fabulous thing. But it can also be very contradictory, can't it? Because what if you want more for yourself, and yet you really genuinely don't believe that you deserve it? That's a problem. And it comes from all kinds of different places. And sometimes, as you all know, I'm a parent and I would prefer not to blame parents for everything. I really genuinely would, because I think we often go through our lives with our fingers sort of sticking out and we look for people to blame for our own problems. We look because we want to blame our mother for this and our father for that and the way we were raised or where we were raised or our teachers or our school, whatever it is. We want to blame because why? Well, because it's a whole lot easier, isn't it? It's a whole lot easier for a time to move through life if I believe that you are responsible for my problems. Well, you and I both know, because you're on a quest for clarity, and so am I, that that's not really true, nor is it effective as you try and begin to grow. So what do we do about that? Well, we stop blaming, first of all, and we look at ourselves and we take responsibility. I am responsible for where I am. I am responsible for my situation. Did I have some influences that I wish were different? Did I have some influences perhaps that were negative? Did I have some influences or circumstances or situations in my life that were less than desirable or downright awful? Yeah. Lots of you did. And I admire people who are able to look at their circumstances, whatever they were or whatever they are, and say, I can be more. I choose to be more. I am more. And that sometimes is the challenge. And that's what we're going to talk a little bit about today, is how do we find that certainty? How do we find that confidence? How do we find that power within ourselves that says, I am more? Do you feel that? Say it aloud. Say it with me. I am more. And there's a feeling that comes with that. It's like we stand a little bit straighter. We open our chest. We expand ourselves a little bit more when we say that, as long as we believe it. But if we don't believe that statement, there's a bit of a a disconnect, a bit of a short circuit, a bit of a clash, if you will, that happens, that says, that little voice in our head says, yeah, no, you're not. Yeah, not so much. Yeah, don't get too big now. And I would like to ask you to begin to listen to that voice a little bit, not because I want you to hear it and not because I want you to follow its advice. Trust me, that is absolutely not the truth. But I would like you to hear it because I want you to begin to recognize that it is not yours. That is not your voice in your head. The voice in your head that's critical, the voice in your head that's negative, the voice in your head that's judgmental, the voice in your head, what did I miss? The voice in your head that is just downright mean, that's not your voice. That's not the real you. That's not the authentic you. That's somebody else that you needed to leave behind, that you needed to kick out of your brain. You needed to evict that voice out of your head. I don't know who it was. It doesn't matter. What matters is you have to recognize it's not you and let it go. Is that challenging? Yes, it is. We'll talk a little bit right now about how to do that. And we're going to talk about that, about how to begin to support your own worth and your own value through the power of asking questions. Now, most of you have noticed that I always begin my podcast with what if. What if you did this? What if you felt that? What if you said this? And the reason, it was a very conscious choice, the reason that I did that was very, very conscious, because if you think about it, that question, what if, is about possibility, isn't it? It's about expansion. It's about imagination. It's about all of those things. And it's a question of possibility. What if anything? What if? And it really does begin to open your brain. And when I say that, I mean that quite literally, actually. It begins to open your brain and rewire your brain. So if you begin to think of things, what if instead of going to this level, what if instead of going to the second stair, I went all the way to the seventh stair? What if, right, instead of moving up the corporate ladder, instead of this level, I went to that level? What if instead of being content in my relationship, I decided I wanted my relationship to be passionate? What if, are you getting the idea? What if I've got this kind of success in school, but I could reach for that kind of success? Well, when you begin to frame those questions, that what if, when you begin to think about it in terms of a possibility, you literally begin to rewire your brain. You really do, because your brain, it's elastic, right? It's flexible. It's plastic. Of course, it's not actual plastic, but what that means is that, say, for example, you maybe know someone who has had a medical problem or has had an accident, and they were not able to do something physical at a particular time after that accident. And then slowly but surely, what happened? Hopefully, they were able to begin to do that again because the brain was able to rewire itself, to expand in a different direction, to build a bridge. That's probably a good analogy. To build a bridge to get to that destination in a different way. Because, well, I can't get past this damaged bit, so I have to build a bridge in a different way. Well, that plasticity, if you will, that flexibility, that adaptability and changeability is what I mean when I say, what if? You're challenging your brain, you're challenging your belief systems, you're challenging yourself to build new bridges, bigger bridges, longer bridges, okay, higher bridges. And that is what the question, what if, inspires. Do you get that? Now, let's talk a little bit about that negative voice that tends to want to squash a little bit or derail maybe is a better word. And we've all had that feeling, right? You feel like life is moving along and things are going well and this is all coming together and holy cow, I feel so great about this. And then all of a sudden, kablam, some little thing, it doesn't have to be big, some little thing happens and you get derailed. You get knocked off that track of positivity and you think, oh my gosh, what happened? And you feel like you have to start over again. Well, sometimes it's that negative voice in your head, because as you expand yourself, you come up against your own personal limiting beliefs. Sometimes you come up against other people's too, but we'll talk about that. And we'll talk about that in another podcast. Trust me, we will. So sometimes you come up against limiting beliefs about yourself. Here's what I mean by that. If you, instead of you saying, I'll try and come up with an example of this, of what I mean for you. Say, for example, that you are thinking about what if we're at work and what if I got to be the supervisor? What if I became the boss? What if I got promoted? Whatever, something expansive, something that maybe you hadn't thought about before. And that's how I would like you to answer the question. But let's talk about, or pardon me, to ask the question. But let's talk about how you often, I suspect, ask the question. Say there's a promotion at work, a possibility for a promotion, and maybe this time you don't get it, right? For whatever reason, I don't know, and that's not the relevant part. What's relevant is how do you react? And we can apply this to all kinds of parts of our life, and we'll do that, whether it's personal or professional, but we'll start at work because that's a simple one. What if you said, gosh, I didn't get that promotion. Okay. What's the first thing that pops into your brain? Is it, wow, okay. What if I took a course and because I think maybe I missed this little part of the qualifications, or if I had a little bit more skill in this area, perhaps next time I would be more eligible for that promotion. So what if I engaged in a little personal or professional development and that would make me a better candidate for the next time a promotion came available? Is that what you said in your brain if you didn't get that promotion? Or maybe you said, this always happens to me. I never get a promotion. What is wrong with me? What am I doing wrong? Why don't I ever get a promotion? Well, what's your brain supposed to say to that? No, really, really. I'm asking you an honest question. What is your brain supposed to say to that? So if I say, what if I worked at getting more qualified for the next promotional round, my brain can go, oh, okay, well, we could take a course, we could maybe do some speaker training, we could be a better communicator, maybe we could write solutions, options, possibilities. But if your question is, why don't I ever get promoted? What's wrong with me? What's the answer to either of those questions? Why don't I ever get promoted? Your brain goes, or that judgmental voice in your head says, because nobody likes you. Oh, that's helpful. Or what if your brain says, you say, why don't I ever get promoted? And the little voice in your head says, because you're stupid. Also not helpful. Or because there are all kinds of negative things you could say. There are all kinds of negative. What I'm trying to say to you is, your brain wants to offer solutions. It wants to explain. When you ask a question in your mind, your brain, yourself, your beliefs, however you want to frame it, looks for an answer. And if there isn't a positive one that says, okay, yeah, we could be better, we could do more, we could try, which is what the what if inspires, or what would it take, if that is not the question, if the question is, oh, why does this always happen to me? You will default to the negative response. And that is not helpful. It's not growth. It's not positive. It's not expansive. It's none of those things. It's limiting. It's limiting for you. So here's what I would like you to do. Knowing now what you know, that your brain will actively search. It will act, it's like, think about this. Have you ever done this before, where you've got a problem in your life, or a challenge, or an obstacle, we'll call it, and you are thinking about it, and thinking about it, and thinking about it, and finally you stop actively thinking about it. You just think, good grief, I'm going to drive myself crazy doing this. And you kind of park it a little bit, right? Because you've got a life to live. You've got things, right? You've got things to do in your real life. You can't obsess over this particular question. And maybe it's kind of the last thing that's in your brain, though, as you go to sleep, isn't it? You're lying there in bed and you think, oh, that thing, whatever that thing is. And isn't it amazing, and I know this has probably happened to you, that the next morning you're lying there and you're kind of in that half sort of asleep and half awake kind of place, and all of a sudden, bing, there's the answer to your question. There's the solution to your problem. It just kind of goes boink into your head. Has that ever happened to you? Or maybe it happens to you when you're in the shower. Or maybe it happens to you when you're walking the dog. Or maybe it happens to you when you're out kind of aimlessly wandering around because you've got 15 minutes that you need to kill before a meeting. Your brain is relaxed. You are relaxed. You're thinking about something else, but your subconscious brain is solving that problem. It's actively searching for an answer. And then, whing, when you need it, or when you're not distracted by all kinds of other things, it pops into your head. The point I am making is that your brain actively is looking for solutions to problems. But if you present the question in a way that the natural response is a negative answer, well, that is not helpful, right? Why do I never get a raise? Because you don't deserve one. Why don't I attract positive partners in my life? Well, because you like losers. Why? I don't know. There are so many, right? There are so many. So what's the question that you do need to ask? That's where we should be at now. What is the question you do need to ask? Well, you need something that you can actively yet positively work on. And the question is, what would it take to? Say it with me. What would it take to? And the two could be anything. What would it take to get that next promotion? What would it take to get a raise? What would it take to attract a better partner? What would it take to move to a nicer apartment? What would it take? Are you getting this? And here's what's happening. And I know that it is. I know that it is. As you're listening to me and I'm saying, what would it take to? And I ask a question, you're automatically coming up with things to say, aren't you? Oh, well, Jen, you could do this. Oh, well, Jen, you could do that. Oh, well, maybe you could do this. Maybe you could do that. Because you have framed the question to whatever the problem is in such a way that it encourages options. It encourages solutions. It encourages alternatives. And that's what I'm asking you to do. Don't encourage negativity. Don't encourage judgment. Don't encourage squashing of motivation. Encourage expansion and possibility. Say it with me again. What would it take to? Try it. What would it take to? And then fill in the blank. It is such a simple thing. It is such a simple strategy. It is, I will give you this, a challenge to begin to think that way. But now that you've heard it, and now that you felt, you have felt the difference in the answers that pop into your mind, now you know that it would work for you. So that is what I would like you to do. That is your quest for this week. Your quest is to try. When something negative happens, or something maybe less than desirable, we'll say it that way, or something that presents a challenge for you or you'd like to change, when that happens in your life, instead of going, oh, this always happens to me, oh, this is so bad, oh, this is just what always happens, whatever your natural response is, I don't know, try and catch yourself and say, what would it take to change this outcome? What would it take to be different? Fill in the blank on the back end. And that is your quest for this week. I am Jan Bailey, and I am so happy to have met with you this week and had the opportunity to share my ideas and some of my insights and some of my experience as well. And if you've enjoyed this and if it's made you think, which I hope that it has, I hope that you will rate it, you will share it, and for sure you will subscribe to my podcast, The Quest for Clarity, because it truly is a quest. And clarity is a journey. Remember that. And if you'd like to know a little bit more about what I do, well, check me out at theclaritycoach.ca for some other resources or to connect. That would be grand. And you know what? Remember that clarity is a process. It's a practice. So be mindful, be open, and be you on your quest for clarity.